Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottleman on this Friday, October 6th. Let's get to it. Casey Kenney is here, the voice of the Stratford Warriors, with a very busy Thanksgiving Day weekend coming up. Casey, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
Now, Casey, before we get to all of this weekend's games, let's look back for Ayr and for Caledon. Two big wins there.
Yeah, it was two big wins for sure. Stratford's off to a 4-1-1 start. So it's been great for sure. But they dominated Ayr Friday night. 7-2 last Friday night. That was have expected a closer score in that one, but sure. Stratford certainly, I think 12 different players got at least a point in that one, so nice to be able to get offense like that. And then the game in Caledon on Saturday was a lot closer than people might have thought, you know, it was a 3-1 victory, so that was a good one, good goaltending battle there too. And you know, it was a chilly rink, as I say, the coldest rink in Canada, so
I survived
for sure. I bundled up, but nice to see that win too, and now the Warriors are on a 3-game winning streak heading into this weekend.
All right, so we've got three games for Thanksgiving Day weekend. Let's start with the home game tonight, taking on Kitchener-Waterloo.
Yeah, Kitchener-Waterloo for sure, a rematch of the Cherry Cup final from last year that Stratford was victorious in, but it should be a good battle tonight, 7:30 face-off at the William Almond, an old rivalry between KW and Stratford, so should be an interesting battle to see exactly where KW is at. They haven't played them yet this season, so that will be interesting for sure. Yeah. Then tomorrow afternoon, Stratford makes the trip down to the Telephone City in Brantford. That's a 5:00 face-off there. And then Sunday afternoon, no rest for the wicked. It's an afternoon affair against KW in KW, and that's a 1:30 start.
Yeah, so it's kind of a home-and-home weekend, but with Brantford on Saturday.
That's right, home-and-home with just Brantford in the middle. So exactly, that's right.
And as we've mentioned, I do like this time of year because this is the first time for the season that a lot of these teams are meeting.
Well, that's it, exactly. Yeah, so they haven't seen Kitchener-Waterloo yet. They haven't seen Brantford yet either. So it's nice to be able to see where the other teams are at. You kind of see what acquisitions they make. You see who's returned to the teams and whatnot. But until you actually see them on the ice, you don't really know what they're going to be like. So it's exciting for sure. And I think it's going to be a full burn tonight, hopefully here in Stratford.
I think so. William Almond Arena is at 7:30 tonight?
It is at 7:30 start tonight.
All right. And of course, the games are online too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, if you can't make it to any of the games this season, you can catch them live on StratfordWarriors.hockey. Myself and the general, Don MacArthur. We get started 5 minutes prior to puck drop. So tonight will be 7:25. Tomorrow will be 4:55. And then Sunday will be 1:25. But all the action live right there for you to listen to.
So in between your turkey Thanksgiving dinners, you can listen online.
I can't eat too much Sunday before I go to the game because I don't want to be too stuffed, right? So I gotta almost be like a trained athlete, you know, do it intermittently, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there.
Pace yourself.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly.
Well, Casey, have a great long weekend with the hockey, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too, Jamie.